Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get into this Amanda Guerra, who was on the sidelines for CBS this weekend, in-game dropped this tidbit on Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Watson, how he's trying to get righted going into this week and in this situation in Cleveland.
Well, Chris, we were able to sit down with Deshaun Watson last night, and he admits this week has been very tough for him. In fact, he said, I didn't have the mental clarity to get ready for this game until about Wednesday. But here's something he wants people to know. He said, I'm not trying to be the same quarterback I was in Houston 4 years ago. He explained that back then he felt like he needed to be Superman every game. With this Browns offense, he says, I trust him a little bit more where I can be a facilitator. That said, we all saw the struggles with him in week one. So his goal for this game is completions. Those dynamic plays we used to see, he says those will come with time.
That is courtesy of CBS. I saw your tweet about it. Would you just like to read it on air so we can begin?
So normally I'd be at these games, right? Like normally I go to almost all the Browns games. I didn't go to Jacksonville, so I was home.
Because it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, that had a lot to do with it. I told you, like, jokingly, not jokingly before the show, I'm only taking direct flights this year. If I have to connect, I'm not going to the game.
I especially get it for Jacksonville. That's a rough thing to have a layover in Atlanta for.
Yeah, no. So I didn't go, so I was home watching. And when she said that, my jaw became unhinged from my mouth and hit the floor. Why is what I tweeted so, why is it controversial?
So I think
I don't think it is.
I think it's more that we constantly go to the $230 million. And
that's what they paid.
Yeah, I'm aware that's what they
paid. And it's the picks even more than the money over something like that.
But it obfuscates the real conversation, which is day to day, minute to minute. How is Deshaun performing, not versus the expectations of when he was traded, but of what he's been here?
Has he lived up to the trade?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
But that can be true, and you can also look at Sunday as a step in the right direction. And because here's the thing. I think people instantly went to game manager quarterback.
Had one of those here.
Well, and so that's a fair conversation, but that's not Deshaun's fault. Like, Deshaun didn't trade for himself and give him $230 million, and we conveniently...
Here's the tweet. Here's what I tweeted. Deshaun told the CBS crew that he's not trying to be the quarterback he was in Houston. He trusts the talent here more and just needs to be a facilitator. Is that anything false about that statement?
There's nothing false about that statement.
I continue. The Browns probably would have liked to have known they were getting, quote, a facilitator before they gave up three number ones and $230 million. Is there anything false about that statement?
Yes.
What?
Yes, because what? I think this is what Kevin Stefanski wants.
You think this is what he wants?
Yeah, I think Kevin Stefanski...
You think when Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, and Kevin Stefanski got together on the plane, on the flight down to Houston, Jimmy put his arms around the shoulders of Andrew and Kevin and said, all right, listen, we're going to go get a facilitator, and we're not going to take no for an answer. If he tells us no, we're going to add another zero to the check, and we're not going to take no for an answer. We're going to go get a facilitator.
I wouldn't put it exactly like that.
What part is wrong? What part is inaccurate?
I think Kevin is a lot more comfortable with more control and lesser quarterbacks. And so, to me...
Did you see Joe Flacco play last year?
Yeah. And by the way, Kevin had a lot more pre-snap control and a lot more control in general because it was just do what I tell you to do and you'll be fine. I think that's where Kevin and a lot of really smart coaches are more comfortable than we're going to let this guy make plays on his own on things he sees in real time because that gives us less control.
I think Kevin is really good at adapting the offense to the talent that he has.
I don't see... Is he? Because every quarterback, and I will say, Baker and Jacoby are not the same quarterback, and Joe Flacco and Baker are not the same quarterback. But a lot of those guys, their comfort level is in doing... Like, I agree Kevin is good to flip some of the nuances and include things that fit within the purview of his offense. I also don't think I've ever seen Kevin completely tear down and rebuild an offense around a uniquely talented, skill-setted quarterback.
Well, I think they tried to do it week one, and how'd that work out?
I don't think that's because of... I don't think that's fair.
But we're getting off of the point here of this, like, that's the entire... It's all I tweeted.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's Deshaun's fault that for signing the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the Browns would like to have known that they were getting a facilitator because, you know what? They already had one in the building.
See,
and they were trying to get better. And that's why they did what they did.
But I think... So it's less that anything you tweeted was wrong. And I think it's more... One, we've already seen Deshaun not be the most comfortable with messaging externally. That is not part of his skill set.
Yeah, I've noticed. I picked up on that.
Versus like a Joe Flacco. And I do think that holds him back because everybody heard game manager when he said that. I think he's just trying to mimic the words that Kevin Stefanski has said.
No, I think he's not the same guy he was. And I think that's becoming very apparent to everybody. And this is the first year where people have to come to terms with that. Because when the trade was made, a lot of fans did not like the trade. Right? Fair?
Yeah, fair.
And this whole situation was dumped on them. They didn't ask for it. And they had to come to grips with that. And they reasoned that, hey, they got one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And that's what they held on to. And they didn't see it the first year because of the suspension, whatever else. And they thought they were going to see it last year. And they didn't see it last year. And then he got hurt. And now you're coming to grips with what he is. He's not the quarterback that he was 4 years ago. But they're like, it's okay to point that out. The emperor has no clothes.
Yeah. It's also okay to say he's not been that guy yet and wonder if it's still in there. Because within that, like, last year was a step in the right direction. So the two things can be true, which is a cliche I know we all hate now.
We are into year three of a contract, and we're talking about taking a step in the right direction.
And he's played 14 games. So that's, how much of that's really on Deshaun? Deshaun didn't get his actions led to a 11-game suspension, but he can't control that. Like, you can't control you got hurt with a shoulder, which right now is the bigger concern for me than anything else other than the latest lawsuit.
So you think he's going to be the quarterback that he was in 2020?
I don't know.
He just got done telling you that he's not going to be.
I don't know, but when I hear, I think he was trying to parrot what Kevin has said. Kevin has told him since he got here, in my offense, just take the easy layups. So I don't, again, I don't think
but
this
they
is
had
some...
a quarterback here who could take the easy layups. And by the way, like I thought they had to do better than Baker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not changing that. Like the Baker thing is really complicated. I don't want to go into the whole thing again, but it was a complicated situation. He was coming up at the end of his contract. They didn't think he was good enough. the Baker you see today is not the guy who was here. I was in that locker room. The Baker that you see in Tampa has been humbled and humiliated by multiple stops in the NFL and almost having his career end in front of him. And I don't think that the Baker you see in Tampa necessarily would have been, they would have ever gotten to that point here. My only point is, you had a facilitator here. You had a game manager facilitator here. You traded for a guy who you thought could win you a championship and elevate the entire franchise and do things that nobody else could do, and you are not getting that guy. And that's the only thing I pointed out. That's it.
I think saying that he's taking the easy layups now, or however the phrasing that he used there, I think that's something we're probably talking about now. If we're having the same conversation, if he's healthy and we're talking 6 games from now and it's still just dink and dunk and you don't get those more elaborate shots down the field, I'm probably exactly where you are. The only thing I'm saying is when everybody's shouting, it's over, it's not happening, that's a fan deadline. That is us trying to box this thing up to protect ourselves.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This thing's going to happen. Like, he's going to play until the wheels absolutely come off, or until this guy figures it out and we see the old Deshaun. I think a good starting point for this year is take the easy victory laps and make the big plays when you possibly can.
And just so like I know people think I'm totally out and totally against Deshaun, and I have soured on him dramatically from where I was even 6 months ago. Something in my brain broke when he said what he said at the Greenbrier, and I wrote what I wrote over the summer. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. I just feel like, and again, with this whole conversation, I just feel like everyone keeps trying to move the goalpost on what they thought they were getting when he got here. And now we're celebrating small, silly victories like 186 yards and the fact he didn't throw an interception.
I don't think that's the victory we're celebrating.
But I also see the play, the escape that he made that everybody has seen 100 times by now to get out of pressure, the sideline pass to Judy, the absolute dart that he threw to Judy 30, 35 yards down the field. Yeah, like that's what you need more of. You need to see more of that. And it's clearly it's in there, but the great quarterbacks show it every single week. And I just don't think it's there anymore.
So I will say that you and I agree on Deshaun's messaging and Deshaun's relatability, which are, I don't know that it's even a bigger issue than it is for Deshaun himself. Like, he's not helping himself when he says those things.
Yeah.
Because it sounds defensive instead of vulnerable, which is probably how you can get people to endear yourself. But if you just put Deshaun's performance on 186 yards and no passing touchdowns, I think that is a gross oversimplification of what he actually did on Sunday.
Okay, the offense scored one touchdown. Is that a gross oversimplification?
What about 8 drops in 2 games? What about 3 massive holding penalties or massive penalties in a row that took you from third and manageable to 3rd and 36?
They had 4 offensive linemen commit holds. That's unbelievable. That's got to get cleaned up, obviously. Do you know his expected completion percentage was basically identical to what it was? Basically identical. Like his CPU, and like, I don't want to get in the weeds. I know a lot of people don't get into it, but like, if you look at the game and you look at the advanced stats, his completion percentage was almost identical, within 1.5 percentage points of what he actually was. Drops are part of the game. Of course, Amari Cooper should have caught that. Yes.
What about Elijah Moore and I think Jerry Jeudy in the second half? Because those were drive killers. Like those are real things.
I could point to every single NFL game and show you he should have caught that, he should have caught that, he should have caught that. That's a drive killer. It's part of the game. I'm like, yes, they should have caught those balls. They should have. I'm just telling you, when you look at the whole picture, his completion percentage and his expected completion percentage were almost identical.
Did he show more playmaking ability on Sunday? As much as we've seen in individual games previously.
I thought the first drive was excellent.
I thought the David Bell throw, the David Lee Roth, as I'm calling it, the splits in the air,
yeah,
as he was throwing across his body, I thought that was fantastic. Yeah. I thought the Amari throw was actually right on the money. I mean, you could nitpick it and say move it an inch here, and
it was close. But it wasn't perfect, but it certainly should have been caught. Absolutely, it should have been caught.
So I think it's fair to say if your message on this whole thing is it's not $230 million worth, I totally get it. I'm not here to argue that.
And I think you have to give fans. If you want to support him and like root, go ahead, do it. He's your quarterback. Yeah, support the guy. But there is a large percentage of fans who didn't want him here, who are upset by the trade, who he has not lived up to. And now I don't think we've seen enough indication to ever believe that he can get back to being the player that he was 4 years ago. And this is the first year where a lot of fans have to sort of process that, because they've held out hope all this time that they were getting Houston Deshaun. Houston Deshaun is gone. He's not coming back. But I don't think he is.
But I think the concern is that I don't know in the intermediate. I understand big picture. It's constantly, he hasn't been here. That's totally fair. But week to week, that's not the conversation you have in September. That's a conversation you have when you have 6 games of, or 6 or 7 or 8 games of groundway, I don't know what the hell that means, of evidence to say, well, hell, these next 6 games look just like the first 2 games, and now that's when excuses are real.
If he plays the next 3 games, the next 3 weeks, if he plays like he did in Jacksonville, the Browns are going to have a chance to win the game at the end of the game, and that's all you can ask for. And you take that and you run with it. He's going to have to play drastically better than what you saw in Jacksonville for them to survive this season and have the type of season that fans think this team's capable of having.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.